But right now in studio B and WJBC, I want to welcome to the Broadview three students, I call them. Now, they might correct me about that, but they're in the Multicultural Leadership Program. And I want to welcome Thresia Taylor from AFNI. Thresia, it's great to have you here in the Broadview.
Thank you.
And also Erica Arnhart from State Farm. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And you are an MCLP participant, and you've been there since what, August?
July, August.
You guys started in July?
We started in July.
And also John McWhorter from State Farm. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks.
It's great to have you here. Well, let's talk about the Multicultural Leadership Program. What have you been learning?
What have we not been learning?
Exactly. That's a great answer, Thresia. Okay. Go ahead.
It's a program that basically just brings out everything that we should know about ourselves. And I think it's less about trying to control our outside circumstances and just more or less trying to remember who we are and bring out the best in us so we can bring out the best in everyone else and serve our community.
Now, if you agree with that, Erica, what have you been doing specifically that's taught you that?
We've had a lot of exercises that deal with our personality traits, our leadership abilities, our strengths, our weaknesses, and just introspective exercises and understanding what we have as far as to offer.
Okay, so John, what are one of the things that the ladies have discussed here that particularly impacted you?
Well, all of the classes and the sessions that we've attended, they bring out a lot of just learnings about ourselves. I mean, we had a lot of self testing that we did, as well as we had peers review us and provide feedback. And so it's really helped us to learn better about what are our strengths, what are some of our weaknesses, areas that we can work on.
Have you guys been satisfied with what you thought the program was going to be versus what it actually has been so far?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I personally knew a little bit about it because I had a coworker who had attended last year's group. But it's been more amazing than I ever imagined. Getting to know all the different classmates, learning all these different perspectives. That's part of what I'm really enjoying is just hearing all these different views and ideas and perspectives on so many different topics.
And hard topics on top of that, not what's your favorite color? Well, I think red is the best color. You know, it's topics about race. It's topics about stuff that people don't want to talk about, being gay. There's a lot of things that come out in our discussions that, and we can freely speak about them, excuse me, and not have to worry about, am I being judged because I'm saying it this way, or am I being judged because I'm saying it a different way, and this person thinks something different. So it's great to be able to discuss these topics in a format where nobody is taking it personally.
It's a rigorous program.
What do you mean by that?
We meet one Thursday a month, one Saturday, a full Saturday, and we're working on a community project together. And just like Thresia said, we deal with all kinds of topics, and it's not just an open discussion. We're encouraged to challenge, to push back. If we have things that we disagree about when we're discussing these items, it's an open discussion.
Now, are you getting some pushback? Do people actually do pushback?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can think of one specifically that I witnessed, and it kind of made me think, oh, I hope I didn't, you know, offend anything. But we were on our topic of diversity, and we were talking about how people should watch what they say and the type of synonyms that they say, or when you're trying to just explain something in a different way and you put it in certain words and they say, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense to me, or that offended me because of one thing that is actually said was the fact of get in the house. And for a lot of black people, getting in the house is not something that
it's not polite.
It's taking it back to slavery almost.
Really?
Yes. So
I had no idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't know about these things, and, you know, they're being said, and then, but and it's offending other people, so they're missing messages completely. And I know one thing that I brought up was the fact of when is it taking that onus off of the speaker and saying, putting it back on to the listeners and saying, wait a minute, okay, that was you know, several years ago, when do we stop bringing this up over and over and over again and just start listening to what, to the bare bones of what is being said?
Well, was it resolved?
Yes, definitely.
It was.
Well, I think my point was exactly that. I said, you know when that person said and their heart and what they meant.
Do you?
We'd been together for some time at that point and gotten to know each other. So I said, you realize that person probably did not mean any harm by that. So let's have a discussion if that's something that, it was an educational moment. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of us had, it just flew right over our heads. Mm-hmm. And so it gave someone an opportunity, like Theresia, to say, hey, part of the class has no problem with this, but some of us do, and this is why. And it was a very good experience for all of us, I think.
But, John, how can some discussion like this help you become better leaders in McLean County?
I think it helps you realize that you need to understand the different perspectives, the different cultures, be sensitive to some of the issues that people face, so that when you're as a leader in the community, you're not doing things inadvertently to turn people off.
Do you feel like you're being sensitized?
No, I think we're just raising awareness and understanding.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of things going on in our complicated lives and just the world that you forget how people perceive different things. And the other thing, I think, we never really take that much time, because we are so busy, to get to know each other, to really hear the stories. One of the cool things that we've done that I feel is that as participants in the class, we each get an opportunity to share our story, to talk about our life experiences. And what I find amazing is everyone has experienced challenges. Everybody's faced hurdles that they've had to overcome. And it doesn't matter who you are. And it helps break down those barriers. So instead of focusing on how we may appear to be different, we really are all the same when it comes down to it.
I suppose some of those discussions, too, help you understand that you're not alone in these kind of situations. And I want to tell everybody, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Multicultural Leadership students. I have three of them in studio. I have Erica Earnhardt and John McWhorter, and they're both from State Farm, and Theresia Taylor, and she's from AFNI. And they're here to give you an understanding of what Multicultural Leadership Program is. It's really difficult to break down mm-hmm. these barriers, is it not?
It is, and I think you're breaking down the barriers along with, it's a delicate balance, because you can't lose yourself either. You got to be who you are, and that's the hard part, is how do I express myself as being me but still be cognizant and aware that I'm leading other people and I want them to follow, you know? So it's a balance. You're always balancing.
Erica, you mentioned something about the special projects that you guys are doing, so I'd like to find out what projects you're working on.
Well, I'm on a project for Home Sweet Home Ministries, and they are very much involved with helping their residents get back on their feet and then get back out in the community where they can be productive members of society for what they need to do. And one thing that they found that is an issue is having the skills and abilities that are maybe the soft skills and abilities, not the vocational, like what, but how. And so our group has been challenged with putting that together for them and helping them with that curriculum. And it's been just wonderful to get to know these people and their challenges and, you know, how they get to where they are and how we can help them get back on their feet. And I am just really, I feel very privileged to have this opportunity.
Where do you think it's going to take you?
It's going to take me to, like we've been talking about, a higher awareness of where I can plug in. Because, you know, you always think, especially during this time, during the holidays, there's so many places where you can plug in and help out in the community. But I kind of think that Home Sweet Home is going to be seeing me a lot more. I mean, and their mission marts are kicking. They're really awesome. So,
what do you mean by that?
Sabrina, the person who's in charge of that area of the mission, has really brought it back to a customer-centric focus. So it runs very much like you would see like any retail facility. So they've got a really neat setup. There's a lot of cool things. Some of the things she's brought, she's coming to meetings with a new purse, and I'm like, that came from the Mission Mart? She's like, yeah, it did. Some neat clothing, but just the breadth of it, it's really cool.
Sounds great. Now, let's explain that all the 25 participants are divided into teams, four projects. Okay, John, are you on a different team?
Theresia and I are on the same team.
And what is your project?
We're working with the Mark First Center.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
what are you hoping to do? And what are you planning to do? Well, and what are you doing?
Well, one of the things that people don't realize is Mark First has a cleaning service that they have established. And they're using it to help generate some revenue and income for their overall operations. And so we're helping them develop a marketing plan for their cleaning services so that they can, and it's commercial cleaning, so that they can expand and grow here in the Bloomington Normal community.
Yeah, it's been great getting to kind of dive into, one, learning the commercial cleaning business, because I've never dealt with it at all, and there's a lot of ins and outs to this business and really starting one up. And the biggest one being, I mean, of course, any business is word of mouth. And we're finding out with commercial cleaning that's really huge. So kind of doing this research and taking it back to Mark First and thinking creatively about how we can help them has kind of helped me step out of what I know into a different spectrum, a realm of business and how to kind of conduct it. So It's been interesting, and getting to know our team members on top of that's always interesting.
Yeah, so you have, 16 weeks of activities and classes and stuff, but mm-hmm. then you also have this project.
Which we get very close with our team, the seven people that are on our team. We meet every Monday. We have our personality conflicts. And
do you?
Yes.
Every group.
We're all leaders, but we've gotten over them, and we're striving to meet this goal to help Mark First build a profit.
Erica, what would you say that MCLP is?
I would say that MCLP is an opportunity to really dive deep about who you are and what you're about and what your passions are, and then take them out and become the leader that you want to be, that you need to be in this community.
Thank you, Erica. That's a wonderful way of encapsulating it.
Theresia? I would have to say the exact same thing, actually. There's three questions that they tell us to ask ourselves before every session and every day, basically. Who are we? What do we stand for? And what are you going to do with it now? So those three questions, I mean, at first I'm like, wow, who am I? You know, that you think you know who you are, but you just, when you really think about it, it's like, okay, really, who am I? What do I stand for? And when it's broken down to you in those three questions and say, I want you to answer this every day, you kind of see this evolution of this person that's, oh, okay, well, this is my passion. Like Erica said, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to take this. And it just really helps you to understand, to get in the community and to give back. The community has given to us in so many ways that we don't even realize. We don't even realize it, and it's just we have to make sure we give that back.
Well, and I agree with both of them, and I was about to say what Theresia ended her statement with is the connection to the community. I think here in Bloomington Normal area, we have a lot of people that are just here temporarily as they're moving from on with their career. I thought I was going to be one of those. I've been in the community now 15 years and decided, you know what, it's time for me to get involved. And so to me, that's the other big benefit of MCLP, is it helps introduce you to some of the programs that are available in the community that really need our help, because it's really what makes this a good place to live. So it's been a great experience.
That's wonderful. And you are about halfway through your training, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have other people from your class in to see how things are going as we continue on in the year. But I really want to thank you all for coming in to be on WJBC, and I hope it's been a good experience for you.
It has.
It's been great.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And it's Erica Arnhart and John McWhirter and Theresia Taylor. Thank you so much for being on WJBC today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.